Thank you. Meeting notice was sent to six newspapers, including Grant Carroll County Herald Independent, two radio stations in Grant, Iowa counties, posted in four public locations, two offices of Unified Community Services in both county buildings, and on Grant and Iowa County and Unified Community Services websites. Notice is given that meeting will be conducted in person and via electronic video conferencing.
Okay, roll call.
Carol Beals.
Here.
Janelle Carroll. Joan Davis. Nancy Howard.
Here.
Amy Kite.
Here.
Justin O'Brien.
Here.
Gary Ronham.
Here.
Mike Tiber.
Here.
Okay, so we have a quorum. We'll do the approval of the agenda. Do you have any additions?
No.
Okay, so we approve the agenda. Mike, motion by Mike.
I'll second that.
Amy's jumping in there too.
Whoever's first.
Well, Justin's in the room, Amy, so you got to just shout at me, okay?
Oh, I do, but I am a little delayed, so I'll do my best.
Okay. All right. So motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda as printed. All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes as published.
Motion by Gary.
I'll second.
Second by Nancy. All those in favor? Oh,
correction.
Okay.
On the second page, under 7D, Chairman's report, I believe that the applications to be due by September 1st, not on September 1st.
Okay.
The last line of D.
With that grammatical change, are there anything else? Hearing none, all those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay, so with that, we're going to take an opportunity here to introduce ourselves to some new people. Between last month's meeting and this month's meeting, we had four changeovers in Grant County. Elias Cox resigned his position on the county board effective yesterday. So we haven't had time to appoint a county board member for that position. But then we also had three other vacancies for Grant County. But I'm pleased to report that we ran an ad and we have people that are interested. Janelle Carroll was approved at yesterday's board meeting to fill the at-large seat in Grant County. And we have two other people with us this evening that have expressed interest and will be appointed, but not until our October 3rd meeting. We'll take the liberty of introducing our guests first. We'll start with Steve Over. I'm sorry, I have a plate in my mouth, so I apologize. Steve Obershaw, would you introduce yourself, please, and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Steve Obershaw, and I'm from Platteville. I've been in, I guess, human service business for 40 years. I retired 5 years ago as the Permanency Adoption Interstate Services Manager for the state. Have served on various committees and things throughout the years. I was sharing with Holly, I was on the Commission on Aging way back in the, I think, 80 through 86 or 7, something like that. Wrote the first COP plan for Grant County a long time ago. That was also the early 80s. And so I've been in the kind of human service arena my entire career. Until I retired.
You said 40 years, Steve?
Yeah, currently I'm still on the Board of Education in Platteville. This is my, I'm in my 34th year as a member of that board. So undecided if I'm going to continue with that or not. So we'll see.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We'll make it official in October. And Don Kendrick is the other individual that expressed interest that we'll probably that we will appoint October 3rd. Don, would you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Sure. I live in Bonnemore. We have lived in the county since 2001.
when I first moved here, I had two little kids and I opened in home childcare. And as soon as my youngest went off to kindergarten, I went back into education, which was where I was before. I've been teaching third grade and basketball. This will be my 13th year. So I do care about all kinds of things, social. And so I thought this is, you know, a nice fit. Can I help here? Great.
So then we need to take a moment to introduce ourselves. Holly, let's start with them.
Sure, my name is Holly Knapp. I'm the Director of Unified Community Services since the end of December of 2022.
Carol Beals, I'm Vice Chair of the Board. I'm a Grant County Board Supervisor, and I live in Platteville.
I am Gary Ranum. I'm from District 1 in Grant County. That's the area along the Wisconsin River from Boscoville to Muscadet. I've been on the Unified Board, I don't know, about 6 to 8 years. I'm a former chairman, and I really like working with this group. I look forward to working with you guys.
Justin?
I'm Justin O'Brien. I'm a county board supervisor for Iowa County, and I've been on this board for 6 years. Not quite six.
I'm Mike Diver. I'm the retired Iowa County Social Service Director. 17, 18 years ago. Been on the board for about 14.
Nancy Howard. I live right up the street. I've been on the Unified Board, I think, for 9 or 10 years. Not exactly sure. I was appointed right after I retired. And my previous experience was with the ADRC and Commission on Aging before that.
Jessica?
I'm Jessica Munson. I'm the Finance Director at Unified Community Services. I have been in this position since May of 2021. Welcome.
And Amy?
Hi, I'm Amy Kite. I live outside of Livingston and work at Fenimore Schools. I'm just a community member on the board. I've been on here a handful of years. I want to say maybe even up to 6, 7 years. Welcome.
Right. Thank you. Okay, so moving right along. Payment of the bills for July.
Okay, the vouchers look a little bit different this year or this month. They're out of our new system, Tyler Munis. Look through them. There doesn't seem to be much that.
Can you put them up on the screen? Because I don't think Steve has them. Can we share screen and put them up? Just 1 second.
Sure.
Sorry, it's not fair that we talk about them. And then
that's okay. No, visuals are good.
Yep.
What do you want me to start with? The AP vouchers or the...
The AP vouchers.
For the payroll breakouts, I guess.
I don't usually go over the payroll breakouts.
Okay.
But AP vouchers.
Okay. So basically what you're looking at is we just have our monthly approval for all of the bills that we pay through Unified. Normally what I do is go over anything that would be out of standard or some of the larger item dollar purchases. On the first page, there are two charges. We did have unemployment payments that we made.
Anybody else want to copy?
Extras. And then our rent is broken.
Are the unemployment payments, are they actually unemployment or are the unemployment insurance?
It's unemployment.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not insurance. On the second page, we have charges for Evergreen Manor. There are adult family homes that we have, the transitional care facility, Dr. Fulton, who was our psychiatrist. There is a $2,287, which is a CCOP reimbursement. So that's our children's program that reimburses. This looks like there was something put into someone's basement gym.
Moving down, there's a $15,580 charge to Magnolia Therapy and Mentoring. That is a contracted CCS therapy provider. On page 3, $6,839 to Northwest Counseling. That's our 24/7 crisis phone service. There is $1,000 to Kelly Quinn. That is mental health. It's a provider. Roots, we have $19,500. That's another one of our CCS contracted family homes. Then we have charges broken out for the Dodgeville rent lease. Upland Point is the last line item on page 3 for $4,078. These are all reoccurring charges for clients that we have in family homes spread out throughout Wisconsin. On the top of page 4, we have our medical director services. They're charged out to just various departments based or programs based on what he works in. Don't see another large charge until we get to page 6. There's $12,000 to Johnson Block and Company. They came in and do our financial audit. Down towards the bottom, we have our annual subscription to Echo Consulting. That is for the software service for the annual subscription for that.
Jessica, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Johnson & Block, is that more than we've paid before for that?
We have a contract with them, and I don't know what it is. It's the same for this year, and then I think we need to, or I think Grant County puts it out for bid again this year. But it should be the same as what it was last year. They charge us differently based upon the amount of time that they spend all at once. And I think last year, maybe it was broken out a little bit differently.
Do you think that the new software will help bring that down in the future?
I don't think it'll bring down our audit cost. I do think it will increase our revenue. The audit is pretty standard, and it's based off of what they're statutorily required to audit us on. So it's pretty extensive. So it does look like a large charge for an audit. Otherwise, Upland Hills Health, $4,000 charge. That is for contracted physical therapy, occupational therapy, or speech therapy for our B3 program. Are there any other questions on any of the charges?
Jen, is there one in here for the board? Yeah.
Is there what?
I don't know if it will show up in here. There's been a little bit of change in how that's done. It's reimbursed through payroll now. So all of our staff mileage used to be sent out as a vendor check. Now it's being reimbursed through payroll. So payroll is still done through our old accounting system. And I think you guys noticed when some of the documentation came out, we were a little bit slow trying to determine what reports to pull from what systems. So the board per diem, that's something we have to work out because it's coming from a completely different software right now. So, and actually for this, we had to have Amanda at Grant County create some of these reports for us because we didn't have access to them. So I can follow up with her to see what the best way of showing that and reflecting that in our financials is.
You know, one of the requests that I made of Amanda using Tyler Muniz was that on the vouchers that she shows for Grant County on the executive committee, if she could put in a column there that showed on the vouchers what department was making the charges. And I was wondering if we might be able to do something like that here concerning the program that we're looking at, like AODA or, you know, 0 to 3, just to see what the charges are. Because the codes don't mean anything to me.
Right.
Well, the account numbers
right.
don't mean anything to us. The accounts mean everything to you, but the account numbers mean nothing to us.
Right.
But I think, too, you when payroll rolls out, I'm wondering if you won't see those mileage charges in that pot.
Right, because you're paid as a vendor, it's just deposited
right
differently. So I think you're right. I think everything will pull in. It's just figuring out the logistics of how to get it all to pull into the one report.
Do you remember when they're going to go live with payroll? It's
supposed to be October 1st, I believe.
Okay. So it won't be that long.
And you're right. I think there's a couple of changes that we wanted to make. I know that it's been in question before some of the credit card charges to give a little bit more detail. I'll make a note of that to see if.
Amanda said she can do it for us, so she should be able to do it for me as well.
I'll have a talk with her about that too. And then if that's not something that comes into the work soon, then maybe we can change our descriptions as far as what we're entering, just to give a little bit better clarity on what the charge is and what department it's for.
Yeah, we were just trying to help her find room on a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So it's still fit on the one page. So we suggested the account number, but you know, however it works out between you and her, it's great. Any questions for Jessica on the vouchers? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion for payment of the vouchers for July 2023.
Make that motion.
Motion by Justin.
I'll second if Amy doesn't beat me.
Second by Gary. I was waiting for Amy.
She sat
her
up. She's got to get off mute.
She's smiling. She's like, no, it's okay. any further discussion on vouchers? Hearing none, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
All right. Report. Let's get to Holly's report here. It was included in your packet. Floor is yours, Holly.
All right. As an agency, we continue to focus heavily on recruitment and retention efforts, working to fill our vacancies. The team is talking regularly about our culture, retention, and how to create healthy communication and logical workflows in-house. We're receiving a lot of positive feedback from our applicants and current staff about feeling a positive culture and morale at the agency. We continue to try and get really creative about our office space. We're probably heading more in a direction of utilizing remote work in lieu of solid long-term plans being available. We continue to work with our county and community partners on creative options, and we're certainly very grateful to them all for their ideas and support. We did get our internet secured and set up in Dodgeville, so we will talk a little bit more about renting the additional space later. We continue to work on technology upgrades in the agency with a huge focus on making our electronic health record really efficient for us. One of our big pain points right now is making sure that what is batching out to Forward Health pulls accurately without errors, so it results in us getting payment. We have a lot of snags with that. It pulls this scripted, and if it has spaces or dashes that shouldn't be there, it errors to Forward Health. And in lieu of going in and deleting zeros and one code, you know, we need to fix it. So we've got Miranda, our ISS IT staff, focusing on that project to make sure that we're able to claim things out and get our revenue in on a timely manner. We are working really hard to do inventory of our IT items and just make sure that staff have basic equipment to do the jobs that they need, the equipment they need to do their jobs. Some of the equipment needs updated. We've also had turnover and we've hired a lot of staff. We've gotten all the staff cell phones that need them to make their jobs more efficient as they're out in the community and needing mobile hotspots and internet connections. As we've transitioned to an electronic system and an electronic health record, them having technology to make them efficient and access these systems is really crucial. Paperwork doesn't seem to be decreasing, but in fact increasing. And so having access to all of that in the field just results in better care and more accuracy with the information that they're putting into the system. Big time for us, it's budget time. Jessica and I are excited about that process and working with all of our team leaders. We have come up with the massive wish list that we will now whittle down to reality.
Her smile.
Yeah, she sent me an email of how bad that number was. And that's a start, and then we're gonna start whittling back from there to something reasonable. Jessica will give you a wonderful report about how we're looking financially to support some of that project. But we really do look forward to our September meeting. It consumes a lot of our time talking about planning for 2024, and we're really excited. Board vacancies has also been a buzz. We're excited for some new, fresh perspectives and participation. We're certainly grateful to Steve and Dawn and Janelle for stepping up to serve in this way. Certainly very honorable contribution and very welcomed. We're very grateful to have you all. And certainly saddened to see some of our long-term folks departing on to other things. But we certainly thank them and are grateful to them for their service. Grant County Clerk and Bob Keeney are kind of taking the lead on the recruitment efforts of that. And as Carol shared, we will now be one more vacancy after the October appointments. And so we're also grateful for that quick turnaround. We really didn't skip a beat in that and continue to be able to maintain operations and a quorum as a result of that quick effort. So business as usual, so to speak. The opioid task forces continued to meet pretty regularly. Iowa County is now kind of boiling down to actual dissemination of the funds in September, October meeting. We're looking forward to that, seeing how that process goes. So theirs is very open to the public. You fill out an application. It goes in front of the HHS committee to review and approve and authorize some funding from the opioid settlements. Grant County's process, they wrote in their bylaws that the task force's role was to pick some expenditures and make recommendations to put in the 2024 budget. We are targeting areas of training and development, prevention, and then putting money and effort towards a group to develop, design, and grow a long-term project related to possibly transitional, kind of a continuum of care related to housing. So affordable housing, sober living, transitional housing. The group has had some really dynamic, wonderful conversations. We're learning a lot. The project is evolving and growing over time. So we're going to do some small spends now to just support some small things that are occurring that are earmarked and kind of targeted. We have a portion of those funds that will be targeted for any asks of people at large for projects. And then earmarking some funds to continue to support a project of the discussion and development of a long-term plan, possibly a partnership with UW Extension or Southwest Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission to help give us a vision and a shape and a strategic plan for a long-term investment that I think will really exceed the capacity of the funds. But the group is all really excited to utilize the funds to start the project, and then the people in the room being able to take it into the future from there with creative ideas.
Could I ask a question about that, Holly?
Yeah.
We sort of focused on nonprofits, and actually you of course have been in those meetings and you know where some of that discussion went. Did you say that individuals would be able to apply for funds?
For Grant County or Iowa County?
For Grant.
Yeah, so the public at large or a nonprofit entity. So we are not at the phase of designing how people ask for money or who. The bylaws of the Opioid Task Force in Grant County said that we had to carve out, make a recommendation and carve out money in the budget. So we're going to move the money into the budget. We had to earmark those funds. And then I think probably the next phase is to figure out how people can ask for those funds and who. And certainly grateful to the Iowa County Task Force that we're not having to really recreate that wheel, but we will probably adapt a similar process that Iowa County has. And we kind of set a limit to what those, you know, subjective limit of what we thought that that could be the amount.
Sure.
So for budgeting purposes. Does that answer your question? We haven't really given some shape to that piece. Yeah.
But what we wanted to do is get it included in the budget, and then we'll work out details. Because otherwise we're going to be going to board.
Because that's timely, budget
every single time we want to spend money, we're going to do out of budget spending. So we want to make sure it's in the budget for and approved in the process, and then the committee can take the reins of it.
Okay. So finally, just want to share some staff recognition and praise. Sue Mahaney, our prevention specialist, has been working tirelessly in our schools and has our first Narcan affiliate agreement with Dodgeville High Schools. The impact and scope of this project is to be able to have Narcan available for the staff and for students to utilize should a student overdose while in school on fentanyl or an opioid, they would be able to save their life. There has been a lot of this is a very controversial subject that by having Narcan here, are we encouraging use? And there's a lot of red tape in the educational environment to be able to make something like this happen. And so we're really grateful for the partnership with Dodgeville School to be able to be the first in our area to have this affiliate agreement and looking forward to executing the project. We hope that we don't have lives to save, but we're not naive, and we are hopeful that the lives will be saved through the project.
Yeah, I hats off to Sue.
Yes.
For getting that one done. That was a conversation in our opioid task force meeting, you know, and do the schools need it? Do they want it? How do they be trained? UW-Platteville campus, just as a side note, now has Narcan available in every residence hall. So when the students come back next week and the week after, they will have easy accessibility to it through each one of the rest halls. So, and then I guess there's other places on campus too, but the big one is the rest halls. So that they're doing their training right now, the directors are. So that's a biggie. Sorry, honey.
No, you're fine. I'm going to make note of that. I'm also the minute taker tonight.
Oh.
Which get recorded.
Hopefully it sticks, right? You just never want to rely on that. Yes, I thought I better also take a few notes. So, another staff recognition and praise is related to our agency's community closet. We have a community closet in both Lancaster, or Unified Community Service locations in Dodgeville and Lancaster, provides much needed supplies to our consumers and community. Items are clothing, food, various household goods, and it's completely donation-based and staff-funded. And so a special thanks to Katie Glanville, our SOAR RN case manager, and April Nichols, our patient accounts, for leading and organizing the project for the agency and our community, and all of our staff who provide donations and support. We get a lot of positive feedback from our clients.
So the staff itself is the only funding?
Correct.
Interesting.
And donations. Yeah, actually, we had one staff, our CLTS, Brittany Fishnick, threw a surprise birthday party for her mother and requested that everyone coming bring a non-perishable food donation item for the closet. We had Robin Rosemeyer, our administrative supervisor, handpick some corn from her farm, bring it into the office for donations towards the project. And the agency. We have a drive going on right now. Social Services does a backpack drive. And so we have a basket out to collect donations for school supplies for the project. It's just really beyond me I watched a TED talk this morning about a researcher who tried to figure out why people are successful in certain situations. And she did research at military schools, spelling bees, high academic environments where there's high achievers in the room. And she did the research to figure out what the common denominator was in their success. And she even went to inner schools, inner city schools, and tried to predict graduation rates based off a common denominator. What was the common thing that made people succeed? And she did things like good looks, money, like the amount of money the parents have, IQ, emotional intelligence. She filtered for all kinds of things. But what she figured out it was grit. The common denominator in all of these people was finding meaning and purpose in the work that they do and a relentless drive to see it forward, despite the challenges and obstacles, and people that found reward in that was the common denominator. And as I'm reflecting on that, I can't think of one of my staff that doesn't have that grit. I mean, county mental health is not for everyone. It's often not rewarding, but what is rewarding is facing the hard times and succeeding through them as a collective group. And I think that's one of the reasons Unified is so successful, is because we're smaller, we're family oriented, in-house, we value work-life balance, and your losses are my losses and our wins are a collective win. Client wins, staff wins. You know, when a staff succeeds in their personal life or at work, we celebrate. We don't have a budget to celebrate, but we pull together a mean potluck, you know, and we are grassroots. We kind of just grow it and build it all in-house. We identify a need and we don't sit around and say, well, there's no funding for that. We just fund it. We figure it out. And that's rewarding all in of itself. And so really for some of these things and the work and the effort, our staff, I'm sure others do, but I know my staff intimately. And we go above and beyond to get the need met. We are not limited by our administrative code and our budget. And we're proud of that. And so I'm excited to see what we're able to continue to do. And certainly grateful to staff for what they've already done. Yeah. So that is what I have for you for director's report. Any questions?
Comment, good report. Thank you. Especially liked your report on the opioid task force. I think you covered it very well.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Holly?
Just a personal curiosity. Are you working with other schools?
Yeah, so she actually has a spreadsheet of all the schools in the district and CESA and outreaches and kind of where they're at in a phase of decision-making or involvement or kind of a fluid comfort level of the subject, you know, and she's monitoring and trying to just tip the bar every time she interacts with the school. And so Dodgeville School kind of taking it, I think, will hopefully be impactful.
First domino.
The first. Okay. Yes.
For the second largest.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
Well, and they had the Tony Hoffman event, so.
They did.
Even though they brought all the students in for it, it was still a house right here. So Dodgeville was going to leave in that. Now they're going to be leaving this, so good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
First door opens.
Yeah, so she's, yeah, she talks to a lot of the schools.
She does a lot of things. You'll find out that Sue's name will come up a lot. She does a lot of things. So do all of them, but she's pretty creative. Nancy, did you have a comment or a question? Oh, okay. I thought you did. Nothing for Amy. Okay. Anything else for Holly? Okay. Do we have a personnel report?
So we don't. Ben is ill. He was on vacation for a week and then came home with more than just wonderful memories. His whole family has been like violently ill and he's been out for 3 days ill.
Oh no.
And so certainly our thoughts are with Ben of recovery. I will kind of do a terrible attempt at a personnel update, and I certainly can share our gratitude video if you're interested in seeing that. There wasn't one last week because he was on vacation, but I have one from 2 weeks prior I'll dig up. We had two separations. Cheryl Brockup was a peer support specialist with us, and then Carter Schmidt was a mobile crisis worker, so we'll continue to kind of recruit for those vacancies, and those are typically ongoing recruitments. And we brought on that contracted speech therapist. Currently, we contract with 5 or 6 different Iowa County speech therapists, and so we brought her on full time as a contract, but we're planning to make her an actual staff in 2024. That's a really big deal. Some counties, I went to a director's meeting, and some of the counties are paying speech therapists $179 to $191 an hour for time and mileage. And so we're really at the mercy of any sort of monopoly related to speech therapists. And they're really very saturated with work. And so it's hard to find their time, even when we do contract with them. So we contracted with some Upland Hills folks and a few others. And so we're extremely lucky to have someone that's able to commit to serving our BERT to 3 and CLTS clients specifically. And we're going to target Iowa County for her. So Patty did a wonderful job recruiting her, and we're very fortunate to have her. So for the time being, she is contracted. But we'll look to make her a full-time staff, hopefully through the budget process if we can.
Okay. Back to Jessica.
Oh, do you want to see the gratitude video?
Oh, yes.
Give me a minute while I pull it up. So I sent an email out to all staff last Friday because we didn't have one, and I found myself missing it because Ben was gone. And so I just let them know how grateful I am for them and all of their work and for welcoming me to the agency in this role, and that I hope to earn their trust and that they genuinely are proud of and enjoy the work that they're doing here for us. And so I shared my gratitude with them. But I will look for our gratitude. Jessica, if you want to give your report, I'll thumb around and find this.
Well, that would be a nice way to follow up my report.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, versus going after it. Right?
Everyone always have to follow up.
For the new people, we'll bring you up to speed on what it is when we queue it up. So.
All right, so the July financial statements, I'm not going to go through, especially our revenue in great detail, because we're still working to fill some of those back items that we have been at. We're about 58% through the budget year. When we look at our operating revenue, we did have an increase this year, this month. We brought in $97,000, so we're almost at $100,000, which is a good month. We're starting to see some of that revenue come in from some of the back billing that we've said. We've also discovered some further issues, as Holly kind of mentioned, in the files that we're billing to Forward Health. So that has prohibited, I think, CCS specifically. We haven't received reimbursement for any services from March 1st forward. We're working on that. I'm hopeful they've discovered the fix for it. And then hopefully we'll be on our way with that. The rest of our contracts, revenue, and public support is kind of worse expected. It's evening each other out a little bit. We do have a check from the state coming in. What will be received and applied against July is actually from June, but the check is in the amount of $327,091. As far as expenses go, we're really hitting right about the mark at where we're budgeted to be. Our personnel, we're at 56% collectively, including contract and benefits. our owned and operating expenses. Again, some of those look a little bit out of whack just because we have someone allocating them a little bit differently, but as a whole, we're almost right exactly at where we should be budget-wise. And then our contracted services, those vary based upon need and our clients. The one that really sticks out is our CCS contracted expense. At the end of year, we barely had any contracts. What we did were kind of just the beginning of our contracts, and we've really jumped in and we're starting to expand that. So we will see more reimbursement coming from those contracts. That's something that our contractors, we do the billing for them. So they submit it and we bill it for them. The reason for that is then we basically get the credit when we do our WMCR cost report. And so we'll get some of that money reimbursed back to us as well. So overall expenses are at 57%. As stated on the financial statement, we're at $1,005,000 deficit. We've got that $327,000 check. And again, that's from June. We're usually about a month or so behind the state because we have to get our reimbursement request in. That puts us at $678,000 expenses over revenue. Our unspecified fund balance with that is 27%. So we will have, towards the end of the year, this is going to even out. We did get the okay to go ahead and make our journal entries from our audit from from Johnson Block. With that, we can recalculate and the end of year for 2022, we ended up being $342,000 in the black. So we had revenue over expenses of $342,000. That puts our general fund at, I didn't write it down here, it was $2,178,000. So we've got a buffer there. I am looking forward with what we have yet to bill. Holly and I kind of talked through it briefly. I think we're going to the year, we're headed towards, I think, evening out. And I don't think that we'll have potentially the revenue, the excess that we did last year. But I do believe with the amount that we have outstanding, I just finished our WMCR cost report earlier this week, and our cost increased. Last year, we received about $319,000 from that settlement. I look for that to increase as well. We've got budgeted $300,000, but CCS is growing by leaps and bounds, and we get a larger reimbursement for that. I did look also at July of 2022, and almost very oddly, knowing that we're behind in billing, our year-to-date operating revenue was $492,000 at the end of July in 2022. We're at $493,000, and we're far behind for billing. So that just shows the increase in billing and reimbursements that we have coming in this year. So I think that's all a good sign. And then consequently, the major difference from last year is that we had received at this point $400,000 more from the state. And that's something, again, that we'll be getting. It fluctuates based on the end of their fiscal year, what they reimburse us right away at the beginning of the year. So they must have more left in the budget last year that they were able to reimburse earlier to us, where we'll be getting that because the reimbursements from the state stay pretty static from one year to the next. So, any questions on the financial report? Justin?
In the Winnebago, those charges reflect how many individuals?
It varies. We keep track of those over the course of the year. I couldn't even guess at the number of people that we have on there. We track it for both Iowa and Grant counties. It costs approximately $1,400 a day when someone goes to Winnebago. And if you're interested in that, I could bring some more stats to the next meeting.
No, not necessary. Just wondered if this was a one individual or several individuals or,
It's a mixture. We have some that will be in there for a couple of days, and then we have some that may be there for 30 days or longer.
Any other questions for Jessica?
UW?
I had one question. There was a second file in our pamphlet or in our package that it's listed as financial statements here, but it was called vendor reports.
It's a breakdown of each program and where the program is at budget-wise versus what was split out. So this financial statement that I go over is usually the agency as a whole, but we do have a breakdown because we do budget line item for each program as well.
Okay, the reason I had a question on that is that our expenses, as you just reported them, are running like right at budget right now. But explain right now, but maybe in the future sometime you could, you know, maybe reconcile that somehow.
Sure.
And or will that report change with Tyler Muniz?
All of these reports will change. Actually, for this month, we used Tyler Muniz for the entire month of July, but we weren't able to pull a good financial report for all of you that I thought was clear to be able to read. So Jason, our bookkeeper, we're running the two systems in tandem to make sure that we're balancing. So he actually ran this out of our internal software. We're hoping by next month's meeting that we'll have a better report and maybe we'll have some options. I'm sure we'll have some options as far as reporting that we don't have with this system here.
I would speculate that the reason these don't match is that we have other expenses that aren't shown here.
Right.
That are running behind budget rather than ahead of.
Because the most of I guess our miscellaneous expenses fall into the admin account. So there would be, that's probably where the balance occurs.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? Any other questions from Jessica? All right. So we'll go to our gratitude video.
Yeah, so we have three. Carrie is one of our outpatient AODA staff. She's back from maternity leave. They're very grateful for the CLTS staff and birth to three team for all of their hard work and compassion they give our communities, and appreciate training and knowledge they've given me in the past month. I've learned a lot and couldn't have persevered without them and the entire help of the team. Charity is an administrative secretary who stepped in to support and maintain the duties of CLTS and Birth to Three administration when Nancy left. And so she really volunteered to step in and learn a very, very difficult, complex role. Received a wonderful compliment this week from a client about UCS. The client stated extremely grateful for our agency. She's doing so much better, and complimented Ashley Hansen and Reagan Collins for their compassion. Ashley is an outpatient therapist and Reagan is a CCS case manager for us. I'm thankful for Kasia. She's our ESCCS supervisor. She's always advocating and going above and beyond for her staff. She truly makes coming to work every day enjoyable. I'm never afraid to go to her with anything work-related or in my personal life, and she's always there to support. I'm grateful for Ben, as I had a staff member who locked their keys in Dodgeville office, no way to get in the office and no way to leave. Ben was notified after hours and offered to go and assist the staff member. This was above and beyond his duties and much appreciated. I'm grateful for our new staff. I'm grateful for our people who help children navigate impossible injuries sustained from someone who cohabitated with them. Without intentional and proactive approaches, healing is delayed and prevented altogether. It takes amazing people to render aid and healing in these complex situations. Grateful for the weekend. I'm grateful for our front desk staff. I'm grateful for Patty's hard work and commitment to make our CLTS team happy and successful. Patty is our CLTS Virtua 3 supervisor. She's currently in Paris. One of our sons is getting married. I'm grateful for emergency services who always stand ready to intervene in dangerous situations. Thank you for the amazing work you do and for choosing to work here. Enjoy your weekend and make sure you take time for you. Can I say another one? Got three.
Go for it. It's always good to hear good things.
It is. I actually really missed this when he was gone last Friday. I'm grateful for the moms and dads who choose to work at UCS. Not only do they serve our clients and develop and sustain health, but their devotion to their children and families is deeply inspiring. I'm grateful for Grant County IT and maintenance teams. I'm grateful for Kezia. I'm grateful for Kim Bjork for always helping out, whether it be difficult calls or with service coordination for another worker's client. Kim is always willing to go the extra mile to make sure all clients are taken care of. UCS is truly lucky to have her. She is one of our CCS service facilitators. I'm grateful the world has Brittany Fishnick in it to advocate and help for families and folks in need. Now, what they won't tell you is that Brittany is a phenomenal baker, and she also supplies the office with chocolate chip cookies and Rice Krispies treats that she brought today even. I'm so grateful for movement toward a healthy workplace. I'm grateful for a team leader who takes the time to build staff up and doesn't tear us down. I'm grateful for sunny weather and time with family. I'm grateful for the new UCS moms bringing their beautiful babies in for visits. Thank you for the amazing work and for choosing to work here. Last one here, this one was the 28th. I'm grateful for all the staff that have been checking in on me and asking me about my husband as we go through his challenging time. Thank you, Kezia. I'm grateful for Shayna's hard work and dedication, always showing up positive for the agency and her clients. Shayna is a CCS service facilitator. I'm grateful for air conditioning. I'm grateful for my professional relationship with Grant County ADRC and economic support at Grant County Department of Social Services. Both are always efficient, knowledgeable, and happy to help. I'm grateful for Charity and all the support she provides for long-term support, our agency, and clients. She's always going above and beyond to help others. I'm grateful for the Candy Fairy in the Lancaster office. I'm thankful for Patty. I'm thankful for change. My coworkers are amazing, kind, funny, giving, patient, talented, and dedicated are a short list of words I could use to describe them. Administration has stood behind their commitment to a culture change process environment that I heard from the day I came to my interview. I see this actively being done and feel the wholesomeness daily. I believe in the words and appreciate their transparency and commitment to providing a healthy workplace. I am really enjoying the work. I have done, and I am learning amazing information about how much UCS does for their communities. As well, I am embracing being back in the office setting. I did not realize how much I miss these social interactions. Leaving a company in position after 10 years come with apprehension. I feel confident today that this has been one of the best decisions I have made. This has truly been a wonderful and refreshing start to a new career. I'm grateful to be treated with respect by my team leader, trusted to make solid decisions for myself and my clients, and trusted to use my time wisely and efficiently. I'm grateful for all the work Ben does. He makes me happy to work here, and I'm comfortable to go to him with any concerns, even though he had a dead bird on his truck for days, which is true. I'm thankful for Abby Olson for always being willing to help and always bringing a smile to others. She's one of our new administrative secretary hires. I'm grateful for Devaney always brightening my day with my favorite snacks and drinks. Devaney is one of our CLTS service coordinators. I'm grateful for UCS staff who recruit the people in their lives they respect, esteem, and value. It's such a pleasure to introduce and orient the phenomenal people who who begin to work here with the phenomenal people who already work here. I'm grateful for team leaders for their dedication ensuring Unified Community Services is a healthy place to work and serve our clients. I'm grateful for the capable, intelligent, honorable, and hardworking men and women working at this agency daily who deserve our trust and respect. I'm grateful for Holly for giving UCS moms the pumping room. It is adorable. I'm grateful for the CCS team. Each and every one of them is welcoming of my questions and willing to take time to help me as I'm learning the job. I have a client that I have seen for 22 years who is going into long-term care in Jefferson. I'm grateful to have known him and his family, and today will be my last contact with him, Rick. Rick is one of our CSP case managers, and not only did he transition the care of this client, but he also lost three clients. In CCF's program, they can have their clients for years, and they really do all become family. He's really feeling that in the last couple months. I'm grateful for April, Jason, and Jessica for keeping us afloat so we can all do our jobs and keep the lights on. That's our finance team. I'm really grateful for life and for experiences that have taught me how fragile it is so that I do not take it for granted. I'm grateful for emergency services. They are hilarious and do tremendously difficult work. I'm thankful for Kyla for peeking in to say hi and helping me with Echo. Thank you. And thanks to Kenzie for her patience in getting my schedule set up. Dr. Gates. Dr. Elizabeth Gates is doing an internship with us. She is a professor and dean, I believe, at UW-Platteville College. So we are very fortunate and grateful to have her kind of sharing in an experience with us. I would like to thank everyone for being so welcoming and kind. I'm very grateful and proud to work with such amazing people who truly care about making a difference in this world. Thank you for all you do. Special shout out to Katie for taking me under her wing, showing me the SOAR ropes, and Rosie for being a wonderful office mate and accepting my plant problem. Nikki. I'm grateful for Lorena's supportive attitude toward me. She's very encouraging. Abby Trainer has been the supportive boss. She's been allowing me time and space to train and learn aspects of the job. The Dodgeville front desk staff, Sherry, Abby, and occasionally Robin are all so kind. They help me many times throughout any given week. They are all approachable. Miranda takes the time to answer my questions and work to make my experience more smooth and easy. My clients are gracious to me. I often find myself learning so much through their stories of resiliency through trauma. Lorena is a therapist of ours, and Abby is a supervisor, and Miranda is our IT staff. This might be the end of it here. So we take these seriously. This is for those of you who don't know, we did a gratitude journal, and this is the what our staff are grateful for, and we share it out to our staff weekly, and we've started sharing what they're saying about kind of the intimacies of the backside of our work that you would probably never otherwise see or know, kind of the meaning and the purpose and the heart of the work that we do. And so this is vulnerable information for our staff, and certainly welcoming you into that space. We appreciate an opportunity to share that with you.
5 minutes?
Yeah. Questions, comments?
And they all missed it when Ben was gone, so Ben's got to get back.
We need to get him healthy.
Chairman's report, I have nothing, and Joan is recovering from surgery and doing well, so she'll be with us next month. Any reports from other board members? Hearing none, I'd entertain a resolution to receive the reports and place them on file. Motion by Mike.
I'll second that, Amy.
Second by Amy.
There she is.
Motion's been made and seconded to receive and file the reports. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right, next item. Updates, discussion, and possible action on Unified Community Services renting additional space next to our Dodgeville location.
So we have been able to kind of negotiate a rate that is similar to what we rent and pay in our Lancaster office. However, as we're continuing to evaluate our potential growth, what this space would get us and where we really need to be, we're not sure that it's sufficient for the cost that it's going to be. We're going to delay any decisions as we continue to evaluate our capacity to maybe do some other things that don't have a cost, like utilizing remote work, and then probably working more strategically with our counties or Southwest Wisconsin Regional Planning Committee to come up with a strategic plan to help give structure and guidance to what would be the best next move, rather than just kind of continuing to ad hoc space places and using valuable funds that really still don't get us where we need to be. We have about 28 offices in Lancaster and 12 in Dodgeville currently. I need 48 and 23. So I need to almost double both locations, and renting one space that gives me 5 additional desks, just, it's nice, but it's not going to cut it. And I just want to make sure that we're being very fiscally responsible as we make these decisions. And we're going to just take some more time to evaluate it before we move forward with any sort of lease. I think we'll get ourselves through the budget process and some more conversations with Grant and Iowa County. I think we have some different opportunities we could explore and some partnerships that Iowa County Social Services has some space. There's been a hesitancy to use space off-site because they like being in the office with us all. There is a push at the state to combine CST and CCS services. And so, you know, we're working on improving our relationship and partnership with Iowa County Social Services so they kind of feel like family too. And maybe opportunity to utilize space in this building, which would be 4 or 5 offices, and do a cost share versus a rental agreement with someone else. We don't know. And so because we don't know, and because we're not sure that this is a good, wise fiscal move that's going to get us what we need, we're going to wait.
Question.
Justin.
You mentioned Southwest Regional Planning.
Yeah.
Would you hire them?
So I learned a lot about them at the Grant County Board meeting this week. They put together the hazard plan. They put together the farm preservation plan and the transit plan.
The opioid assessment.
They did the opioid assessment. So I did some discovery to understand what the county's relationship was with them. This sort of partnership would be considered above and beyond what the county asked them for and pays for currently. And so if we partnered with them, after I discover, it would be for an additional fee. Yeah. And so I want to meet with that team and just see what that would look like. Grant County is in an agreement that seems, specifically Bob Keeney, seems like doing something more well thought out, that, you know, they have a great view on it all from many angles related to the hazard plan, the transit plan. Maybe they also have really creative access to funding for economic development, and maybe a project that we would need to do would fall in line with something that they know. I just feel like it's a really great resource to not consider involving as we're working to explore options in the coming years for a long-term plan.
I think that's a good idea.
And so it would just at this moment be a conversation about a project and the scope and what I would need to consider, and then would certainly bring back any moving forward plans or budgeting for that to the board. So I thought a partnership there would be broader than what I have the skill set to do.
If I may comment, their staff has a really broad scope of knowledge and experience.
Yes.
It's kind of amazing what they can bring to the table.
Yeah, and so maybe the meeting is, we can't really help you there. That's fine, but I foresee them blowing something like this and coming up with considerations that I couldn't even fathom in my best dreams, and possible resources to help fund a project.
Certainly worth asking.
Yeah, so I would like to do some more discovery there and continue conversations with our counties and obviously the board about plans before we put ourselves into some sort of rental agreement. I am panicking about it all, but this week I decided to just relax and maybe utilize some more mobile and just be more creative. I really do have a drive to settle the agency. And as an employee, having an office and a home versus where am I working today would feel settling, having an office. But we can't make those decisions in haste and quickly. So I think we need to be more thought out, and we need to plan for it. And I think once we have better structure to a long-term plan, I'll have better direction to decide where to head for something short-term.
Mike, did you have something?
Justin, did they ever do anything with the upstairs on this end of this building? When they built it, it was supposed to be for Unified, but it was too small. When they got it all done,
wasn't land conservation in there? Do I remember?
Well, they're up on this end further, but there was the whole east end here was.
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I'm glad to know that Iowa County did the same thing Grant County did, put up a building and didn't finish it. We didn't finish the second floor,
third floor.
Of our administrative building. So
finishing that is an option for us. You know, adding on to the CSB in Grant County is an option. Remodeling a couple wings at Orchard Manor is an option. So I have some pretty reliable long-term options in Grant County. I don't have anything in Iowa County other than if they build a new courthouse in 10 to 20 years that we might could be considered to be built along with that project. But I need, 20 to 30 offices. So it's not a quick thing. So I think we'll pump the brakes on a short-term plan and maybe do a little more work on something more strategic.
Okay, so that's kind of an update, no action needed.
Correct, I would think so. And then we just need to prepare the scheduling.
Yeah, so don't anybody run off. We need to set some dates, but that's not on the agenda. So we'll move to adjourn. And then finance and personnel need to set dates to meet prior to next month's meeting. So I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Mike's pointing to you, Amy.
I'll second it.
All right. Mike made the motion, I guess, by his point, and then Amy will second it. So meeting is adjourned. Next month, we will meet in Lancaster at the administration building. Second floor, whatever the net room is. Okay, so let's set Mike, Justin, Geary for finance. And Amy, Nancy, and Carol on personnel. And you guys will get appointed after you get your turn's coming.
So just to know what I think that we need to do personnel, is it personnel first and then finance
correct
after that?
Really? Yeah. Okay. So let's set personnel. Let's see. Our meeting is September 20th.
So not during the WCA convention.
I was just going to say the 11th and 12th, I think, is when we're up there, right? The 18th. Well, leading up to our meeting, it can't be the 18th and 19th because county board members will be at WCA convention. So we're looking at the week of the 4th, which is Labor Day is out of there, or the week of the 11th. Amy, what you got? Let me see. 5th, 6th, 7th, first week of September.
Pardon? What time are you? Are you thinking the 6 o'clock time again?
That works for you, Nancy.
I'm going to have an issue in the whole month of September because I don't have a car.
We can Zoom.
We can Zoom. Okay,
yeah,
we can that Zoom will work.
Or I can pick you up.
I live here. Where do you live?
I'll pick you up.
Oh.
Well, is it Amy? Where do you live?
Outside of Livingston. So I'm about 25 minutes away.
From either location.
Yeah, either look. I'm equal to either location, so I'm fine either way.
So if you want to meet here, you can meet here.
In Iowa County?
That's fine.
And I can get you a location if this isn't available.
Okay.
Yep. We can meet at the unified building
too. Amy wants to know what time. Do you want to do it at 6 or you want to do it earlier?
Doesn't matter. I am free. Well, okay. Yeah. Relatively free.
Relatively free.
What's so I'd be available either the 5th or the 7th, and I would not be able to get there if it's in person until 6 due to farm chores. That'll be still tight, but I could do it.
You think it's necessary that we meet in person? 6 o'clock work for you?
Sure, that would be probably a good
Tuesday or Thursday.
Either one's fine for me.
Either one's fine with me because that's a good week for me.
Okay. I'm going to say Tuesday.
Okay.
That's
Southwest Cap personnel on Thursday. So personnel will meet 9:05 at 6 p.m.
Sounds good. And did you say Iowa County or is that to be determined?
It will most likely be in Iowa County, but that will be decided.
Okay. And then when that is decided, I'm just not quite familiar in Iowa County where to go. So just maybe directions where to go.
By McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You want to meet at the Unified Building, Amy?
I can do that. I know where that's at.
So, Nancy, if you don't have a vehicle, one of us will swing by and pick you up.
Well, okay. Does Joan usually come to those meetings?
Joan will be, is an ex officio, so she'll probably be there.
If she comes, she lives, she can swing right by me and pick me
up. Okay. All right, so that takes care of personnel. Let's leave to figure out finance. Has to be, and you said you're gone the week of?
I'm not gone.
Oh, okay. Jessica, do you have any days off that we need to work around?
Not after that, I don't think.
Okay. All right, so anytime after the 5th, gentlemen.
I can do any day but the 8th. or the following week.
Much pleasure.
And Justin said he's.
I can't do.
He has a conflict.
I can't do the first week of September there, the 4th through the 8th.
Okay, so let's go to the week of the 11th.
And I can't call up the Iowa County calendar for meetings that week. There would be some meetings. It just exec on Tuesday. So let's say it would be a Monday or Wednesday, I could probably make. Or Thursday. I think I could do Thursday.
Mike?
Monday's what's the best. I know
13th and 14th is the only one that'll work for me.
So it had to be Wednesday or Thursday to get Mike there. And you have to have the three of you there because three is quorum. And until we appoint new members to your committees, all three of you need to be there. So Mike says Wednesday or Thursday.
Either
you, Justin, or Gary.
Either of those works.
Okay, Justin?
Let's say Wednesday.
So Wednesday. Which would be 9:13.
So the only meetings I have coming up are 9:05 and 9:06 for you on the Iowa County webpage, Justin.
Say that again.
9:05 and 9:06 are the upcoming meetings.
So they are out this one.
We're good.
So 9:13, what time, gentlemen? And where?
Seems like every year they do it over here.
Okay, so you want to come to Dodgeville? Jessica, where do you live?
We do it over here. We have two Iowa County people and one Grant. Makes sense.
Okay.
I'm in Montfort, so either one is
okay.
Fine. Justin, you also have the executive committee on the 12th and
right.
The Grant County or the county meeting on the 19th.
Okay, so the 13th should be open.
Yes.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What time, gentlemen?
6.
Okay.
9:13.
Yep.
6 p.m.
Yep.
Okay. Do you want to use the unified office for that as well?
Sure. Throw it all over your sheets. She has jurisdiction over unified, so there you go.
Where is that at?
I won't be here for the regular meeting next month.
Well, we'll excuse you then.
So the unified, that's where we met last.
Over by
McDonald's.
Right.
I'm concerned about that because if he's not, we won't have a forum.
For the full board meeting?
Joan will be back?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She thought she was going to be here tonight.
Yeah, it'll just, we'll be tight because if we're missing anybody, more than two people, we can't approve our budget.
Maybe.
But we could move it to October.
Janelle might be here.
Yes. Okay.
So, and Joan should be back.
Okay.
And I really tried to get you two appointed before our meeting, but it didn't work. Now, the unified building is?
Unified building is by Culver's.
It's between McDonald's and
right.
Culver's.
Right. We'll get an address.
1122 Professional Drive.
That's where we met for the last budget.
Okay. So we're good on that.
It's not that hard to fight.
Well, if you're going to be absent next month, when the agenda goes out, you need to say something right away because she's right. We're going to be, did you find out if the vacancies count against our quorum? Oh, my God.
So Ben Wood made an opinion on that, but it's not law. And so you could make an opinion, but you could be wrong.
Okay, what did he say?
Use your discretion. And so my discretion is to just go with what our standard quorum is in our bylaws, which is 6
okay.
members.
Okay. But if Joan's back and Janelle is seated, then you'll be excused, Mike. Then you'll be excused. Otherwise, we'll be canceling the meeting because we won't have a quorum.
Well, you're going to have to probably come to Chicago and find me.
We'll just have you zoom in for a little bit and do your voting.
Yeah, we'll put all the voting stuff at the beginning of the meeting so you can zoom in, vote, and then leave.
I love that.
But hopefully everybody comes.
Okay, can that meeting be on, that meeting will be on Zoom as well?
It can be.
Okay,
because
there again, I'm working with transportation.
Okay.
My daughter-in-law is here from the Netherlands next month, and she takes my car.
Yeah, otherwise, I don't know anyone coming from Dodgeville could.
Well, if Joan comes.
If you like to be in person.
Yeah.
It'll be a big meeting. Yeah. I'm now in panic mode because of the time frame. We have a lot to get together before the 5th for you all. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all we got for business tonight, people. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
I wonder if I zoomed that last